You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702.
The Clement Maniatella Show.
Let's walk the talk.
10:33. Let's continue the conversation we started on the 702 open line this morning about this article in the Daily Maverick about plans by SA Tourism to sign that deal worth almost a billion rand to sponsor one of the English Premier League's best known teams, Tottenham Hotspur. A lot of you, I mean, there was mixed reaction. There are some of you that feel, well, what's the value for money if you are spending so much money advertising a country that still needs to be fixed? And a lot of you have said, fix this country first, and then let's go on the global platforms and tell people, come, we are your destination for travel. And there are some of you who actually feel, well, SA Tourism is not responsible for solving the electricity crisis. It's not responsible for dealing with the issue of crime. It's an entity within government whose responsibility is to market this country. They've got a budget to market this country on a global platform, and that's just what they are doing. So your thoughts also on the WhatsApp line 0727021702. I'll take more of your calls on those WhatsApps in a short while. Let me bring in Steve Motale, who's the spokesperson for the Minister of Tourism, Lindiwe Sisulu. Mr. Motale, thank you so much for making time. Good morning.
Good morning, Clement, and good morning to 702 listeners. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for making time. I want to start first with this question around the approval of this deal. As the ministry, are you aware of this deal? And number two, has it been approved yet, or is this still under discussion?
Okay. Let me first refer to the article from which you picked up this story. There are some factual inaccuracies in that article, and of course, it's for political motives, of course. The mere fact that the journalist is saying that the minister is pushing through this deal, is forcing SAT to push through this deal before the looming cabinet reshuffle, that exposes the whole political motive behind this article. Here is the truth, Clement. The SAT board is an independent board, and the minister does not at all interfere in their decisions. On this particular matter that we have asked, the minister has not yet been briefed. I'm told there's a meeting in the next few days between SAT board and the minister in which he's going to be briefed.
So the minister, as we speak now, is not aware that, you know, SA Tourism is considering spending this amount of money on this sponsorship deal?
No, like I said, she is aware, but she has not yet been formally briefed.
Okay, how much is she aware of?
No, I'm not talking about the figures. I'm talking about the deal itself.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about the figures.
Okay.
I'm saying, and in that particular article, Clement, let's not make a mistake. The article itself, Daily Maverick are saying in their own words that this deal predates the minister's deployment to tourism. It's a 2017 matter. It has been there. It is not Minister Lindiwe Sisulu's brainchild. So what they are doing, they are trying to link the minister unfairly to the one who's the final decision maker on this deal.
Yes.
It has been there since 2017.
Yeah,
to be fair to Minister Lindiwe Sisulu.
And I appreciate that clarity, Mr. Motale, but just to also clarify that when we had this conversation with the listeners on this show, I didn't even mention once Lindiwe Sisulu, because for me, that's not the issue. That's on the article, but that the issue for me is there's a deal that SA Tourism is working on. There's an amount of money that's potentially going to be spent, and we don't really know what the mechanisms and what the details of this deal are. So when you say the minister is aware in some parts, can you just tell us what this deal entails from what the minister is aware of?
Okay. You know, I'm not a spokesperson of SAT. I'm told that they will be releasing a statement in the next few hours. But then, yes, what I can confirm is they are considering a deal of that nature. The matter is a board decision itself, but then they are formalizing it in terms of consulting with the minister. They are going to brief the minister in the next few days.
All right.
But I'm told they are issuing a statement in that regard. An issue of that matter, of course, exists. We cannot say it doesn't exist.
Okay. But the minister, as you said, is not aware of the amounts and the details, just knows of the deal, but not... All right. Steve Motale, spokesperson for the Minister of Tourism, Lindiwe Sisulu, who says the minister is still yet to be briefed about this particular issue. I'm going to go to your calls and WhatsApp voice notes shortly, but I want to bring in Thebe Ikalafeng, who is really a respected brand and reputation, authority. When you talk about these issues, they understand them much better. So Thebe, thank you so much for making time for us. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you so much for having me over, Clement.
So when you first saw the story, and I mean, you're live to us from Ghana now. It's making the news here at home. When you first saw it, what came to your mind?
Well, first I said to myself, I hope it's not true. And if it's true, I hope it's not now. I hope it's an old story. Because I think if it is true, I'm listening to Motale now saying that it's under consideration. If it is true, I just said to myself, this is irresponsible, vain idea by anybody involved in the decision.
What,
at this time for South Africa?
What would make it an irresponsible deal?
Well, it's irresponsible in that, well, I think there's two ways to look at this idea. From the one side, let me look at it from a branding perspective.
Yeah.
From a branding perspective, South Africa does not need to be known. So when you look at what Rwanda did, spending $25 million with this arsenal, he did it because he wanted to make a statement that Rwanda is a country on the rise, that Rwanda is a country with great tourism potential. And it works for Rwanda. Now, thereafter, it then unleashed a torrent of Me Too ideas. Mauritius followed with it. Malawi just did last week, but for free, with the team in Spain, and now South Africa as well. So I don't think South Africa needs any branding for any positive visibility, because we're well-known property. We're well-known with the number one tourist destination in the continent, certainly in the top three tourism destination entities in the countries in the continent. Mandela did a superb job of positioning us globally, ensuring that we are well-known. The work we did for the FIFA World Cup, the work we did for the Rugby World Cup, the transition from apartheid to New South Africa, all those have established the visibility of South Africa and given people the opportunity to come to South Africa to see the diversity from an infrastructure as well as from our product that South Africa offers. So that's one side. But from an irresponsible side, this is a country where, if you know, one of the detractors of tourism for us, Rwanda spent 10 years on the board of South African Tourism, including as deputy chairperson, including as chairperson of the marketing committee. So I'm familiar with some of these thoughts. So the couple of things that make South Africa, that detract from South Africa as an attractive tourism property, one is crime. That people come to South Africa and it's documented, so I don't have to make up stories about South Africa. One is crime, and tourists come to South Africa, and we know whether it's one tourist is one tourist too much for the reputation of the country. Mm-hmm. People get robbed. If it's one, it's one too much. We're not knowing with the era of load shedding, which has now become the norm, that why would you spend your money on 1 billion of your money in a property which is top 10 in the premiership in Europe, just to create visibility? Why? They're going to come to South Africa, they're going to get robbed. They're going to come to South Africa, they're going to be load shed. They're going to come to South Africa, there's going to be crime committed against them. So what are we promoting? It is irresponsible in that. But the third most irresponsible reason for not doing this is 1 billion is almost about the budget of South African tourism. Why should we throw an all or nothing?
Hold on. What do you mean by budget, Thebe? You mean budget for branding or for sponsorships, or do you mean budget for the entire entity?
That is just about the budget for the entity. I mean, it's a public entity, so you can Google it and find out how much you spend. So why would you spend almost the entire budget of the country of an entity which is charged with creating South Africa as an attractive destination in one idea, one property?
So you're putting all your eggs in one basket.
That's what I'm saying. Why do you put all your eggs in one basket? Who said Tottenham is going to solve our problems? Tottenham is not going to solve our electricity problem. And as I heard the comment that tourism is not responsible for electricity. Well, we need to think at the whole of state approach. The whole of state approach says all of us needs to work towards the one good idea for South Africa. So if I'm South African tourism and I've got 1 billion to spare, I'm assuming that somebody found a billion somehow. I've got a billion to spare. Then perhaps I would say, should I not return it and give it to Eskom then and sort out the electricity if I've got that much money to spare so that my tourists, when maybe not return to Eskom, but certainly make sure that the properties, the hotels, the crime, and all those, we create tourism police. We create our generators for tourism products. So there is light outside when people move around.
Yeah. Country.
I mean, this is a basic idea.
So
it's irresponsible.
Yeah. For that reason. I've got three follow-up questions from what you've said. The first one, SA Tourism is arguing that in a post-COVID era, with global travel opening up once more, they need these big strategic and specific actions to reassert South Africa's position. So sure, South Africa is known, as you say, but they're basically saying we can't just fold our arms and say, oh, Mandela did a great job. You know, we haven't had to really work harder to tell people about this country, but we still need to remind them that, yo, COVID is over. We haven't gone back to pre-COVID tourism levels. So remember that there's a country called South Africa and come visit.
There is a responsible way to do it. And the responsible way to do it is not an all or nothing into one property. Of course, Kenneth, this is not the first time we've seen ideas like this being thrown at South African tourism, or at South Africa. We've had multiple ideas like this come to us. I mean, certainly in my tenure, which ended last year, I've seen these being proposed to us. And I know for certain, working with a responsible board that I worked with, headed by Mojangu and many others, Apenyaku before, and we looked at these ideas and we said, no, no, no. It is not the right thing to do, not the right time to do. It sounds interesting, but no, no, no.
So
irresponsible, vain, and a waste of taxpayer money.
So are you saying that when you were still at SA Tourism on the board, this particular proposal was presented and you guys said no?
No, not this particular proposal, but similar proposals that come to our
town. I know about the Chelsea. I know about the Chelsea one, and I don't know if this was proposed during your tenure there, because my understanding is that SA Tourism was at some point approached by this big team. But then the difference with that is that it probably was going to cost a quarter of this almost 1 billion rand that SA Tourism now wants to spend in this deal.
But obviously, you've got your sources into the work that you've done there. So I'm not going to spend an act naive and say I'm not familiar with that idea. I know it was proposed. Yes, it was about a quarter of it. And we turned it down for the same reasons. It was during COVID, matter of fact, when this came out. We turned it down for the particular same reasons. And South African Tourism is a public entity. So the decisions we make have to be in the interest of South Africa and in the interest of the citizens of South Africa. So, and we turned it down on those bases.
Yeah.
It was irresponsible, it was expensive, and it was a wrong decision at the wrong time.
In terms of, from a branding perspective, what kind of return and value for marketing are you looking at when you are getting into these kind of sponsorship deals? In other words, what if SA Tourism, and they're going to be speaking later today, they say, okay, we've heard you, South Africans, 1 billion rand is a lot. We can't just put all of it in this one deal. We'll take 500 million rand. From a brand perspective, does it still make sense to spend that amount of money with this team? Because some callers have suggested, why don't you take 100 million rand? Go to AFCON. You can still find ways to increase the visibility and branding of South Africa without necessarily spending too much in that country with that team.
Good question. Very good question in terms of what value one gets. First, I must say that I think there's going to need to be a change in the policy at SA Tourism, unless it changed already since my time. I've been out now for about a year, I've been out for about 6 months or so. And during my tenure, I know that we did not sponsor things because it's a government money. Why take government money to give it away to other people to spend? So I know there may have been a change in policy. But the question you ask me is relevant from a marketing perspective in terms of what does one look at? What we know for certain has worked very well for South Africa is when we get people to engage with South Africa, to trust South Africa. So when you bring media here to write, to talk, to engage. I mean, next week, Richard Quest is in Cape Town during the mining endeavor, or State of the Nation, somewhere there, and we advertise all over. And in his marketing of the show that he's going to broadcast, he's talked about how South Africa is in the dark, and he says he's going to be broadcasting in South Africa. So when you bring people like that into South Africa, you are bringing them as witnesses to South Africa. So what we need to do, if we believe that South Africa is now on a good side, South Africa is now on the upside, the infrastructure, the resources, and everything else is now ripe for tourism, then let's bring in the people who tell a better story. The media will tell a better story. The visitors will tell a better story. There's multiple ways to look at it. We need to rebuild the reputation of South Africa as a safe place to visit.
Yeah.
South Africa as a place we know for sure we've got the best infrastructure, we've got the best diversity of products, but we need to get people to come here. I don't think slapping a logo on the left side of a team which is not even going to win anything in the Premiership this year for the last time, is going to change the perception of South Africa. Matter of fact, what it's perhaps going to say is going to say South Africa is a third-tier player.
Yeah.
It's not, as a third-tier player, they are just putting their name behind a third-tier team.
Yeah.
I look at it. As a South African, as an African, as a footballer.
All right. Thembi Ikalafeng, appreciate your insights. It's a respected brand and reputation authority. Thembi Ikalafeng, live to us from Ghana.